changing minds one thought at a time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our In Changing Minds Online Empowering Women series. Good evening, Akina.
Good evening. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I am doing awesome. It is fabulous weather here in New York, perfect weather. And how are you doing down in D.C.?
Oh, I'm great. I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, one of the best things I love about, you know, this radio show is we take you guys with us when we're on vacation, you know, wherever we are. So, you know, today Keene is in the beautiful capital. So thank you for joining us while you're on your trip. And we have another, a very special guest on our call today, Maya Motzek. And Maya was brought to me through a friend, a good friend, a mutual friend we have, and she said, you know what, you have to bring this person on your show. She's just so passionate. She has so much energy. She has the key to unleashing intuition, healing, living patterns of beliefs. And I said, yes, that sounds like exactly what we're all about. So it is absolutely with the most unequivocal pride and pleasure that I welcome Maya to our show tonight. Welcome, Maya.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Welcome. So, you know, can you tell us now, I read from your bio that you're huge on clarity. So, you know, I love it. One of my mentors, you know, kind of says all the time, you know, with clarity and certainty, there can be no overwhelm, and that's the amazing Susan Sly. And, you know, what can you kind of talk to us about clarity tonight? Because that is something I definitely want to invite into my life. So I'd love to open up the conversation with what is clarity and how do we get it?
Yeah, no, that's perfect. I mean, you used a really key word, overwhelm, right? You know, in fact, I was just in an email conversation with a client of mine today where she was saying, I feel overwhelmed. And I was saying, I get that you feel that way, but that doesn't mean that that's the objective reality of what's actually happening. And I think that clarity is like the ability to see or sense maybe even just sort of like what the next move is or what the right move is for you in any area of your life. It could be in your business, as it was with my client today. It could be in your love life. It could be in terms of like what you need for your health, if you need sleep, if you need exercise. And it's just that ability to sort of set aside an idea that you have about what you should be doing, or a feeling that you're accustomed to sort of like falling into, like this client of mine, and overwhelm. And you mentioned it. I've had it. You know, a lot of women really struggle with overwhelm. And it's that sense of just sort of a calm inner knowing that you can discover what's next and act from there and trust that it's the right move that you're going to be making.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. So that sounds like something that we all want to have, but it sounds like something a lot of people are without, and especially women. You know, women, we are so emotional, and when we're being emotional and we're not reacting objectively, especially when, you know, our emotions are controlled by limiting beliefs, you know, oftentimes we can become very overwhelmed even when there are minor stressors. So how do we get that amazing clarity that you're talking about?
Well, you know, listen, it's actually a process. It's a journey, right? So the way that I came to do the work that I'm doing now is that I was overwhelmed. I was lost for years. Like, I was in a relationship for 6 years where I just was miserable, unhappy, angry, taking it out on him, overeating, binging, taking it out on myself, never really getting, oh, maybe I'm not supposed to be in this relationship. I was in therapy. He was in therapy, we were in therapy, you know, a lot of good things can be said about therapy. But what happened for me was I just sensed like we were recycling our problems. And I remember saying to my therapist, you know, you might beg to differ, but I think I don't need therapy anymore. I feel like I need a life coach. And I didn't really know what I meant at the time. I had just read some books and, you know, watched some shows on TV about it. But what wound up happening was pretty beautiful. It took about a year for me to very synchronistically meet the woman who would become my coach for the next 2.5 years. And what she did with me is sort of what now I do with my clients. So I want to just say this first and foremost. Like, I feel very clear much of the time. And when I don't, I notice, like, I don't want to feel unclear or overwhelmed or blurry or, you know, exhausted or any of the things that that we feel instead of feeling clear. But I wasn't born this, or maybe I was born this way, but like I went through, I would say, 30 plus years of really struggling to figure out how I could get through the day, what I wanted to be doing with my life that was bigger picture, how to make things happen. And so I want to just share with people that I went through a real personal growth, personal development journey with my coach through a bunch of other workshops, and I'm excited to get to share that with other women now because, like you said, so many of us are walking around just like, I don't know what to do. I have this feeling I want to go in this direction. I don't know how to make it happen. And you mentioned emotions. I'm a very emotional kind of a girl. I just want to announce that first of all, too. I don't think of clarity as something cold or kind of cut and dried. I think of it as working with who we are underlying all that, like getting to the real truth, like the real heart of who we are and what we desire in our lives. And that could be very minute, like I said, figuring out whether you need to sleep or exercise. And part of the process is really just acknowledging where you are now. If you're kind of in that stage where you're like a hot mess, which I know I was, like 4.5 years ago, I was a serious binge eater. I wasn't bulimic anymore, but I had some disordered eating going on, for example. I weighed like 30-something pounds more than I wanted to. I did not like where I was living in Jersey City. I kept dreaming about living in the Hudson Valley in upstate New York. I was single. I was tired of that. I had a lot of debt. I didn't like what I was doing for money. Like, so I was really at that starting place of, like, murkiness and muck and not wanting to be alone with myself. And the first part of the process was really getting clear, like, I'm kind of a mess right now, and I need to deal with that. And so I started to do all sorts of, like, personal developments and then emotional release work, and I could unburden myself. I think that's one thing. If people are coming in with a lot of, like, mixed up emotions, they might be stuff from the past. You got to clear that stuff up before you can really be, I guess, open and sort of clean in the present moment.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, like, I love how you said clarity is not this kind of negative and this abrasive energy. It's really just focused thinking on what we want to create with our lives. And I love that you said, you know, talked about getting a life coach. And Akina has this amazing perspective. And, you know, I don't think I've ever met anyone so passionate about learning and growing as Akina. And, you know, it's not enough that she has a doctorate and I think, what, 3 masters, Akina. But she now is actually she's becoming a certified life coach. And I've noticed that even just talking to her, you know, her perspective is beginning to change as she continues to grow and release those past challenges. So, Akina, why don't you share with us? Because I get to hear your stories all the time every day because we speak on a daily basis, but I know it's just been a huge transformation for you. So what have you noticed when you were letting go of the past and, you know, opening yourself up to receive these amazing opportunities you're receiving?
Well, you know, it was definitely mind-changing. I had to decide that I was ready to walk into my potential. And that doesn't come, you know, automatically. You know, a lot of people think it would. You know, you just say, okay, I'm going to do this, and it's going to happen. Yes, but, you know, if you don't have the right mindset, it's not going to happen. And I had to realize that I had to change my mindset. And as soon as I changed my mindset, the shift started to happen, and now I'm starting to walk in my purpose. So I totally understand what you're saying, Maya, totally.
Yeah, it's great to hear you talk about making that decision, you know, because, like, that's really the first place, is just to recognize something's off, I want it to be different, and I'm willing to do what I need to do to make it be different. And to have that willingness without having even any of the answers yet. Like, that's the place we all want to have the answers before we start, but that is not how this process works. And I also want to say, you know, again, meeting yourself where you are, you know, you talked about this, like, deciding to, I think you said step into your purpose or step into your potential, and that's so awesome because ultimately that's where we all want to be living from. But if that is scary to anybody listening, like, no one in the personal development world or as a life coach, if they're good and really there to take care of you and help you reach your life goals, is going to insist that you do something so grandiose, a step into your potential, if you're not ready to own that yourself. If, like, right now you just want to focus on getting a little healthier and learning how to listen to your body a little bit more about what it wants, or how to relate to your husband more clearly so that you're expressing yourself to him, or at work, how to take a stand for yourself in a different way, or if it's time to switch jobs. You know, I work with people on all different stages of the journey, and some people are ready for, like, really big things immediately, and other people, and this, I use the word big, and I don't want anyone to get the impression that that means it's better. It's like, because we need to also look at the really subtle stuff, too. Like, there are plenty of people who have outward success, who are really living up to their potential. They've got great money going with their business. It looks like they're living their purpose. And they're really unhealthy or exhausted or, you know, I had someone once, this is actually, this really caught my attention. Maybe over a year ago, I was talking to a colleague of mine who is a hugely successful business coach, like a million-dollar business coach, who pulled me aside at one point and said, I feel like these other coaches are getting clients who are meant for me, and that it's because I'm not opening my heart fully to my clients. I can do it with my husband, but I just go into sort of this professional, a little bit aloof default mode when I speak to potential clients, and I can see that it turns some people away from coming to work with me. And I just thought, wow, so that's what the personal growth edge looks like when you're a million-dollar, living your purpose, seemingly fully realized professional woman. And so I think it's so important to be able to, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, what it looks like from the outside, that's not even important, to be able to meet yourself right there.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, a lot of times people will make this list of goals, and I know I've worked with people as well, and I said, okay, you know, you need to understand what your life looks like and what does success mean to you, because all of us want success, and the problem is people don't have a clear vision of what success looks like to them. And, you know, and really, if you don't have an image in your head or a vision and that you're working for and working towards, you know, you're never going to realize your dreams because you don't even know what they are. You're just grasping at the wind. And that's really where clarity comes in and where it's so important. But, you know, oftentimes I'll tell someone, okay, you know, let's make a list of what your life looks like, and then they'll create a vision of their ideal dream life, which is important we hold on to. But then I'll say, okay, well, what are the steps? So what do you want to do now? Like, that might be your vision. That may be your purpose for 10 years from now, and that's amazing. But, you know, if your vision is to live in a $10 million mansion and drive a Porsche when you're living paycheck to paycheck and you're $40,000 in debt, you know, that's not, they don't add up to each other. You know, what can we do today to make your life a little better? You know, and if you, and a lot of people, you know, and I'm a professional network marketer, and people come into network marketing all the time thinking, okay, you know what, I want to make a seven-figure income, and their present income is maybe $20,000. They want to do it next week. Well, it's not going to happen next week. You know, it's a process. You know, you need to first create the $1,000 a month before you can create the $100,000 a month. And I like how, you know, you're bringing that into it, is that, yeah, it is a process. And there really, it's a process almost without a destination. And I actually said that earlier today when I was with a friend, is because no matter how close you are, no matter how much you learn, no matter how much you grow, you know, you still have more to grow. You still have more to learn. No matter how clear you become, there's always more clarity you can have. You know, no matter what your vision is, you can always make it bigger. And that's really where, you know, all of us, and all of us who are actually leading people in personal development, we're still doing personal development every day.
Yeah, because we're still alive, right? So we're always expanding into what's next and discovering subtleties. And I think, you know, the thing that's really great, because I'm very much about, like, I can see the vision, I can taste the vision, but I kept noticing that nothing was happening in actual reality for me. And I realized I was missing a whole aspect of, like, concrete, on-the-ground actions to make things change. And then I encounter a bunch of clients who are doing these, you know, really consistent, concrete on the ground actions, but they're lacking the vision and sort of the energetic tune in to that vision, so things are stuck for them too. And I think that it's like equal parts that need to be engaged in the process. And I love what you said, that it's a process without destination. I mean, that's just, that's sublime. That's perfectly said. And, you know, one thing that I do with my clients, because like I said, I'm an emotional kind of girl. Like, I really feel things. And so everyone's a little bit different if they can see it, if they can think about it. I really feel things. So that's what I bring to my clients. And I'll say, okay, you've got this vision. We've nailed down the vision. We can see the house. We can see the career, the man, whatever it is that they've got in there, the body, the clothes, all the stuff that you want to have in your dream life. What does it feel like for you when you wake up in the morning in that dream life? Like, what's the experience that you believe you would be having getting all that stuff? Because what I kept noticing was that people would get stuff and then not notice that they'd gotten the stuff, because now they're already expanding into whatever the next desire is, and they forget to acknowledge, I have all this great stuff, and they're feeling unsuccessful still. That's not how we want to live. We want to feel successful.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And it's just, like you said, so many people, when your focus is a tangible, you know, when your purpose is to acquire something, when you acquire it, number one, you'll just want more. And number two, it'll lose its value. But the other side to it is that people want to attach a certain kind of belief or a certain kind of goal, for example, with money. Well, money is not real. You know, money is just this fabrication. Like, money doesn't even really exist. There's not actual dollars printed for all the money in our bank accounts. Money is not real. It's this kind of concept that we've come up with, and we attach a value to it. But what people really want is not money. They want certain things that money can buy, or they want a lifestyle or feeling that money can give them. And it's, well, people kind of lose their focus, and they miss the point of their vision, and they don't have that clarity over what it really is. Like you said, even once you get what it is you thought you were working for, you're still going to feel unfulfilled.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm calling to mind this conversation that I had with a client the other day, you know, because if we're really looking at how to get clarity for yourself, you kind of need to take a step back from whatever it is that you're experiencing or the story it is that you're telling about your life. So much of it, like you said, about money not being real, like, you know, our quote-unquote lives half the time aren't even real. They're all in our imagination. And they feel very real to us, but it's such a subjective experience. And to be able to take a step back even from that subjective experience to get a sense of, like, why things aren't working, why they're not lining up, why things are going great in this place but not in this other area. And this conversation I had with a client the other day, who had originally come to me saying she's not sure about the guy she's with, and then there was a breakup that threatened, in which moment she immediately was like, I think I want to be with you. Do you want to move in? Let's talk about marriage. And I really just went in deep with her about, like, okay, so why do you want to be married? And we just kept going deeper. I said, is there a security thing? Yes, there's security. And I feel like there's more of a connotation of commitment when I get introduced to somebody's wife and he's my husband than his boyfriend, girlfriend. And we started to really take the step back and recognize that she felt like a lot of her self-worth was bound up in the value that other people ascribed to her, whether it was at work. If they valued her, she felt good. If they didn't, she felt unworthy. If she was with a man who wanted to marry her, she felt more worthy and wanted to share that with the world. And just we started to look at the places where there was some really great desire she had, like wanting to participate in a relationship and do life with somebody. And then there were some places where it pointed to this belief that she wasn't enough on her own and that she needed to kind of take a step back and look at, like, wait, do I really believe that I'm not a fully worthy human being unless I'm married and can be introduced to someone's wife and introduce him as my husband? And it was that was an aha moment for her. And so clarity can take a lot of different and surprising forms, but you got to get curious and kind of take that step back for the veil to lift, as it were.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. And, you know, for me, it's really just knowing that you already have everything you need to create the life of your dreams, and you have it within you. And, you know, it's like a lot of times people, you know, they seek knowledge, and they seek, and personal development is important, because oftentimes most of us have had some experience in our life that has shaped, you know, our unconscious or subconscious thoughts to be negative and self-effacing. But the reality is that, you know, we can reprogram those thoughts, but we have everything we need within us right now. And, you know, you can say, all right, you know, what this book might guide me to, you know, change one aspect of a limiting belief that I have. And, you know, another person might speak to me and I might see something in a different way. But we really have everything we need. And we can today, we can pick up and change our lives today. You don't need to do anything first. You don't need to have anything first. There's no book that you need to read first. There's no person you need to meet first. At this right moment, right now, you have everything you need inside of you. You are endless potential, infinite possibilities to create the life of your dreams.
Yeah, and I would also add to that for the people especially who are listening and going, okay, that sounds great, but I don't feel it. Like, I don't actually believe that. I would say, you know, and also especially because in the entrepreneurial world and the coaching, like life coaching world, there's all of this talk about creating the life that you desire. And like you were talking about in network marketing, like, I want to make seven figures this month and all that stuff that we want. I think that really the goal is just, people may not want to hear this, but like, this is really what I have found to be true in my life and with my clients, is like, you can be happy right now. Like, what if you just gave yourself permission with all of the overwhelm or the chaos or the uncertainty and confusion that's happening in your life, whatever weight you're at, however much money you have or don't have, what if you could just be cool with all that? Like, it's okay. You're totally acceptable just as you are. Because I feel like when we're fighting ourselves and hating on ourselves and fighting reality, we're not able to just kind of like be in the moment and take that step back and build from there, whether it's something external, like building a new business, or something internal, like healing some old emotional wounds and letting ourselves feel better. And I really have come, you know, I work with people who run their own businesses or, you know, are mothers. Like, people have all sorts of different things going on that are important to them in their lives. And I don't make any promises at the outset of coaching. Like, you know, there are some coaches out there who will say, like, if you do everything I say over the next year, you will make $100,000. That's not the market that I'm in. I'm in the business of helping people find a way to feel better right now. Like, people's lives do start to look different. They do. Once you make the commitment to some kind of personal development program, whether it's with a coach or a workshop or a group, like, once you make that commitment, things start to shift in your life and everybody can see it. But for me, the real goal is to get people just feeling better. And for a long time, I was working with women to help them find freedom from emotional eating, which I've mentioned is something that I struggled with for years and I don't anymore, which is just awesome. But, you know, people would come in wanting to talk about their weight and calories, and I couldn't just talk about that because it's not about the food. It's showing up in the food, but it's like self-worth or unhappiness or, you know, the limiting beliefs that you've been talking about. I remember that I talked to this one woman who said, I can't believe I came to you for weight loss. Because, like, so many things in her life had changed over the span of the time that we were working together. She had found herself connecting spiritually in a way that she'd never even considered before. She was having fun with her husband. Like, just everything was changing in her life. And I said to her, well, how is it going with the weight? You know, we haven't talked about that in a while. And she said, oh, I still have some extra weight on me, but I couldn't care less about it. And I thought, man, that is ultimate freedom. Like, that's what she discovered, is that kind of freedom, like an inner freedom, even if several aspects of her life, like the weight loss, hadn't yet changed. And now she can relax into trusting herself that she can feel good, have creative command over things in her life, like how she feels, and that if she wants to turn that focus on weight loss, she can do that. But it's not about the weight loss.
Yeah, absolutely. And Akina, I know you're no stranger to, Akina and I both, you know, use the same nutrition product that has really been life-changing for both of us, but Akina is definitely no stranger to the emotional attachment that you know, food and eating has, and it is really a change in yourself. And Akina, do you want to share a little bit too about, you know, your journey with exactly what Maya's talking about?
Yes. I recently lost a few pounds, and I noticed that as I was losing the weight, I had to deal with the different things that I had been compressing that was keeping the weight on. And the more issues that I dealt with, the more the weight came off. And the more I felt a relief. So, yes, I definitely understand where you're coming from.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's like, I mean, because, of course, you want the inner, that relief is priceless. And then also, yeah, we're women. We want to feel beautiful, and we know what feels beautiful to us in our bodies. Because I, you know, it's so interesting. People are like, well, which is it? Is the internal feeling good no matter what I look like and my life looks like? Or is it getting my body and my life in a place that I want it to be and then I feel better? And it's both. It's like dealing with that internal stuff as it surfaces and feeling the relief of like releasing all that old emotional gunk and also feeling powerful that you're capable of doing that. I mean, that's a priceless gift. And then also to be losing the weight. Yeah, that also is important, you know, to feel like we love our bodies and are taking good care of our bodies or our money or our businesses or our love lives. I think it's just such a, that's just a perfect illustration. That's great.
Yeah, and you know, I just love what you're saying. And, you know, we kind of do have to give some closing parting words because, you know, it is almost 9:30 in Eastern Standard Time already. But, you know, and I know we could have gone on forever talking about this because it's such an amazing topic and there's so much to talk about. But, you know, when you're out of balance in one area of your life, you know, you don't have clarity. And that's the truth is that whether or not, and like you said, it's your business or it's your money, if it's your bank account, if it's your weight loss, you know, if one area of your life is holding something over you, you don't have clarity and vision over all of your life. So you do need to kind of look at your situation and address whatever it is. If you need to get healthier, then get healthier. You know, if you need to lose weight, get on a nutrition program. You know, if you need to get your bank account in order, we'll find a way to pay your debt off, do something to make it work. But, you know, you do need to kind of have that balance. But thank you so much, Maya, for being on our call tonight. And you shared so many wonderful insights with us. And I just would love to have kept going and hear even more. But, you know, we do have to close the call tonight. But it was really a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for sharing with us so generously.
Oh, thank you so much for the great conversation.
Thank you. And Akina, I know we are everywhere, all over social media, every audio player. So would you like to kind of let our listeners know if they heard, if they like this call, they want to hear it again, they want to check out any of our past episodes, where they can find us?
Well, yes, of course, they can find us on Blog Talk Radio. We are now on SoundCloud, Spreaker, TuneIn. And now we're also on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. So all these places you can get any show you would like. And we're also on our own Changing Minds Online app, where you can have Changing Minds Online at your fingertips 24 hours a day via iPhone and Android.
Awesome. And you know what? If you are hearing this call live tonight and want to let us know that you are taking, you know, clarity into your hands tonight, that you are claiming control over your life tonight, just go ahead, go visit our Facebook page, you know, facebook.com/changingmindsonline, and just write on our wall, you know, I am inviting clarity into my life right now. So on that note, we love you. God bless. Thank you for calling in. Thank you, Maya and Akina, for making this call possible. And have a great night, everyone.
Good night.